Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
A Florida Court of Appeals has now ruled that minors need parental consent for an abortion. We're going to be talking about this on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead.
You know, Matt, here's a question for you. How many teenagers do you know need parents' consent to stay out after their curfew, to drive, to do other things, but yet some of them don't want consent to have an abortion and kill their
child? It's amazing. I mean, even in school, you need a consent for an aspirin or something else, any other kind of treatment.
But to kill your unborn child without telling your parents?
Well, the good news here is that in Florida, there's multiple different courts of appeal in the state court. There are six of them. This is called the Fifth District Court of Appeals. And it ruled that a state law that allows minors to obtain a judicial bypass to get an abortion without parental consent is unconstitutional.
Amen.
So you kind of have to understand the history of what happened here in Florida. If you go back to 1989, 36 years ago, there was a minor that wanted to get a judicial bypass from a parental consent requirement to have an abortion. The law back then, operating under the Roe versus Wade genre, coming back to 1973, had a requirement that a minor have consent from the parent to get an abortion. This minor did not want to get consent from a parent, so went directly to the judge and wanted to get a judicial bypass. That case went directly up to the Florida Supreme Court. And what the Florida Supreme Court ruled is that Article 1, Section 23 of the Florida Constitution, it had nothing to do with abortion, by the way, the so-called right to privacy provision regarding documentary privacy, not personal, individual autonomy. They said that applied to abortion, and therefore this minor had a constitutional right to an abortion, and therefore could get an abortion without the parent's consent. In 2024, the Florida Supreme Court overruled that decision on April the 1st, 2024, in a case involving Planned Parenthood. So that decision, going back to 1989, that said that there's a constitutional right to an abortion, 35 years in the making, is gone. That statute, however, is still there. Mm. And so this girl wanted to get a judicial bypass and wanted to bypass her parents, in this case her father's, consent to get an abortion. The lower court ruled that that particular law was unconstitutional because it violates the Florida law that allows her to have the bypass.
The parental parents. Notice of consent for abortion, Act,
so several things are happening. Yeah. She wanted to bypass her parents, in this case her father's, consent, wanted to get a judge to say, grant me the abortion. Well, the problem for her is that this TW decision from 1989 is no longer there. So number one, there's no state or federal so-called constitutional right to an abortion. That's gone. That's gone in 2022 by the Supreme Court in the Dobbs case. In 2024, it's gone in the state level in this Planned Parenthood case. So no constitutional right to abortion. That's what you start off with. You don't have a constitutional right to abortion. Well, who has constitutional rights? Well, the Florida Constitution gives parents rights over their children. So how can you bypass a parent's right because there's no other right that this girl could argue that she has? And so it goes up to the Court of Appeals, and the Court of Appeals does the right thing and says this Florida law that allows a bypass of the parents' consent is unconstitutional.
You know, the appeals court noted that the Clay County Circuit judge who questioned the 17-year-old girl rightly determined that the girl's lack of emotional development and stability, her credibility and demeanor as a witness, her ability to accept responsibility, and her ability to assess the immediate and long-range consequences of her choices warranted rejecting a judicial waiver. But I mean, my goodness, she's a minor.
Yeah, so the lower court judge actually ruled on those issues. And so then when it goes to the appeal, the issue is whether this should be allowed. The Florida Attorney General was notified, and he intervened, and he argued that the law conflicted with the constitutional rights of parents as stated in Florida's Constitution. So parents have a constitutional right to be able to make decisions for their children. There is no constitutional right to an abortion. So now this relic of a state law that was there from previous that says you can bypass your parents' consent, well, that conflicts with the state constitution now. Mm-hmm. So now the only way you could have an abortion is with the parents' consent. And the only time that you could have an abortion in Florida is prior to 6 weeks, because you have the heartbeat law that says no abortion after a detectable heartbeat, which is generally around 6 weeks.
But you know, these judicial bypasses, they sound to me really, a minor should be making a decision, but the majority of states, at least 34, are allowing minors to petition a judge for a judicial bypass to get an abortion without parental consent.
Yeah, that's right. Well, and you know, the interesting thing is that that will change, because a number of these states are moving more to pro-life laws mm-hmm. after 2022 when Dobbs was overruled. Mm-hmm. And interestingly, this is a particular law that was hanging around, and the legislature never re-examined it. So you had this law that said parents have to consent, but if the minor doesn't want to go to the parent and they come up with some reason why, then a judge can give the bypass. Why were those laws there? Those laws were there because of Roe versus Wade.
Right.
Because Roe versus Wade actually was the operation under which these laws were created. Now, Roe is gone. So I think the amazing thing about this is it's a wake-up call to the other pro-life states that are
yes.
moving more pro-life to,
yes.
hey, take a look at your parental consent laws.
Right.
They're no longer required under Roe. And in a number of these states, we have filed amicus briefs where their states have rejected challenges to the pro-life laws, so they can be just like Florida. If there's no state constitutional right to an abortion, which obviously there should never be, but like in Florida, when that got overruled, in other states where it never has been granted, now there's no federal Supreme Court decision on this matter, you can get rid of those parental consent laws that allow these judicial bypasses. You should never mm-hmm. allow the child to go outside of the parents on these critically important decisions.
Yeah, parents need to be involved in the decisions of their children, and in this situation, their grandchildren, whether the grandchildren live or die.
That's right. Now, they're, you know, when you put it in those terms, it's not just the parents controlling the health and well-being of their children, mm-hmm. but it's depriving them of the ability to make a decision to protect their grandchildren, and not just in a harm, but in a life and death situation.
Right.
That they're put on the sidelines
right.
when a judge simply rules that this girl can kill their grandchild. I mean, that's a stark reality.
And those terms bring it to reality. It's not just, oh, you can have an abortion and get rid of those cells or whatever you want to call it. These are the pro-abortions try to use. It's your grandchild.
Well, authoring the opinion, Judge Jordan Pratt said, quote, simply because the decision of a parent is not agreeable to a child or because it involves risk does not automatically transfer the power to make that decision from the parents to some agency or officer of the state. This is a great decision. Now it actually rules that this Florida law is unconstitutional. So that will have to be stricken from the books. That's a good development. The state legislature should have actually been thinking of this in advance and repealed it already, but now they have no choice. This case could go to the Florida Supreme Court. I suspect the Florida Supreme Court will clearly uphold this decision if they decide to accept it. They may well, so that they could have a uniform decision across this state, because right now this is just the 5th District Court of Appeals, not the whole state. But it is a great decision. I think it'll stand at the Florida Supreme Court, and certainly I think the legislature will repeal this when they come back into session in 2026. For more information, go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org/life.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. Become an active partner of Liberty Counsel and make a difference in your community and across the nation.